Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
What's up? The Shepherd and Bella Show. Everything is happening across the globe, and we'll be getting into a lot of it right here today on the show. This is episode 454 of the Shepherd and Bella Show. I'm your host, Shepherd and Bella. Today, we are facing a crisis of epic proportions. Essentially, right now across the United States, across the globe, things are flooded. The East Coast has suffered from a hurricane that kind of sat and spun on the coast and has provided up to 24 inches of rain in swaths of the coast over there, and it's wreaked havoc on residents and everyone around. Guys, don't forget, this show is supported by the listeners only. I don't get paid by YouTube or make millions of dollars like all of these other YouTubers. So please make a direct pledge. The link is below. Hit that first link. We really need to get a lot more pledges going over here so we can keep this all going. COINTELPRO is out in force with the Trump assassination attempt, and there are disinfo agents and misinformation online running rampant. A lot of it appears to be a direct, literal COINTELPRO operation, and we might get into that here in a little bit. But it's absolutely, off the charts levels, essentially. And don't forget, this is an open line show. The call-in number is on the screen, 262-891-0070. And right now I'm going to pull up an article from Squawk, SQAUK.com. The link's in the description. Passenger plane plunges from the sky in a terrifying flat spin before crashing into a neighborhood. There's 62 dead. Witnesses describe seeing the aircraft spiral out of control before crashing into a residential area, leaving residents and travelers alike gripped with fear. The cause of the deadly spin remains unknown as investigators scramble for answers in the aftermath of the disaster. A passenger plane carrying 62 people on a routine flight entered a terrifying flat spin, just like in the movie Top Gun, before crashing into a densely populated neighborhood in Brazil. The aircraft en route to Sao Paulo spiraled uncontrollably in midair, causing panic among onlookers and sending shockwaves through the aviation community. Witnesses in the area reported seeing the plane circling erratically, its engines seemingly powerless to stabilize the aircraft. The flat spin, a scarce and deadly condition where a plane loses all lift and plummets flatly toward the ground, proved fatal as the jet slammed into homes, leaving a trail of destruction and a chilling reminder that's unprecedentedly of air travel. I'm going to play the video. You can see the plane going down right here. So it you know, you can see it just tumbling down in a flat spin. These rescue teams tried to rescue people, but it was just too late.
Caralho, bicho. Nossa. Fudeu, velho. É doido. Caralho, moleque.
Venedo, Brasil. Brasil. Venedo.
Louco, bicho.
Here's a picture of the fuselage after the fiery impact. Aviation experts are now focused on uncovering factors that may have contributed to the flat spin. This is just like a scene out of the movie Top Gun. Air Force Two without a tail number sparks controversial conspiracy theories at the Kamala Harris rally. We can see the picture right here behind J.D. Vance, who was trolling Kamala on the tarmac at the time. There's no tail numbers on this presidential plane. In a surprising turn of events, the American political landscape is again under scrutiny, with conspiracy theories suggesting that what we are witnessing are more akin to Hollywood production than real-life events. The latest buzz centers around a video published by WEAU 13 News capturing Vice President Kamala Harris's recent rally in Wisconsin. The footage shows what appears to be an Air Force Two parked on the airport tarmac, but the aircraft's tail number is conspicuously missing. The detail that has set the internet ablaze, the video quickly caught the attention of News Treason's popular account on Platform X, and they're basically pointing out that it should have this tail number, and I went and we did a report over here because I checked into it, and this could be, you know, the Air Force Two should be a C-40BC aircraft with the tail number 90540 or 10015, and it should be visible. But there's reports that this is a different type of aircraft entirely, a C-32. And if you do a lot of checking in on this, there's a publication that posted a story on it out of the war zone, and they're saying it's that it's been acknowledged that the C-32 aircraft have been operating incognito under a new security policy. However, the publication never explained why the previously used C-40B/C aircraft are no longer in service, or why the new planes lack visible identifying markings. So it's causing a lot of conspiracy on the internet, you know, and so I don't know. They're having mega quake fears in Japan, guys. You can see this on squawk.com. The link's in the description. Japan on edge. Government urges residents to stay calm as mega quake predictions loom. And as warnings of an imminent megaquake intensify, the Japanese government has issued a stark plea to the public. Do not engage in panic buying. So they don't want anyone to panic buy. They think there could be this megaquake. Now, we ran a scenario right here where it's a magnitude 10 earthquake. And what would that do to Japan? And it basically would have, you know, if you run all the math and everything, it would really affect the economy. It would be significant to Japan. It would also be significant to the world. Japan's the third largest economy in the world, and it would send shockwaves through the global financial system, especially if it was significantly disrupted and destroying roads, bridges, railways, and buildings would significantly hamper domestic trade and logistics. Factories would be forced to shut down, halting production lines across various industries from automotive to electronics. So financial markets would likely experience significant vulnerability. The Tokyo Stock Exchange, one of the largest in the world, would be heavily impacted. So all of this would play a crucial role in diminishing global trade and basically spiraling the world into chaos. And then there's flooding in the United States to top it off. You know, there's volcanic activity, volcanic unrest near the Ring of Fire. And it just raises the question of what's going to happen. Remember, Japan also has a fishing industry, and it would suffer significant devastation if a megaquake happened. All right. And airports would be shut down, air travel, all of this stuff would be going on. It basically could get really weird. This is an open line show. Call in. The lines are open. 262-891-0070. The number's on the screen. And I'm going to be getting into some Pennsylvania news, where just looking at some of the general flooding from Hurricane Debbie's remnants, and we can play some of that right here, a clip from Fox News.
The flooding.
Yeah, catastrophic flooding unfortunately unfolded across the Northeast yesterday in states like Pennsylvania and also in New York. So look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Debbie, of course, has made its way north, bringing rounds of heavy rain and flooding to the tri-state area. Last night, dive teams were actually checking on homes. This is incredible, Kendall, that were actually surrounded by water in Pennsylvania.
Oh, just terrifying. And we have had seven flash flood emergencies issued this week alone. And Fox weather correspondent Katie Byrne is live in one of those locations where a flash flood emergency was issued. That was yesterday, Westfield, Pennsylvania. Katie, how is the community recovering from all that catastrophic flooding?
Well, good morning, Kendall, Michael. A lot of people who live here in Westfield are just showing back up to see what the damage is like, because most of them were evacuated yesterday by boat or even helicopter. The National Guard sent a Black Hawk in to help people get out who escaped to their roofs waiting for help. That's how high the water was. The Kawanaskie River nearby actually rose 10 feet in about 6 hours. And this entire area was submerged in water about chest deep on some people. You can see this man's house. We just spoke with Dick Hurd. He owns this here. The foundation was a stone foundation, is totally gone. And when you walk around his backyard, you'll see mud, a tractor here that doesn't belong to him. This is a neighbor's that just ended up washing nearby.
Wow.
That's actually Dick right there with maybe one of his neighbors. And there's still some water on the ground here. They say this has never happened in this area here of Westfield. Yes, they've had flooding before, but not on this block. The house beyond them, that white one, I'm told a woman in her 90s lived there.
So that's what's going on right there. I'm going to flip over to this other report out of
Debbie
ABC.
Debbie drenching the Northeast after killing at least 8 people and dropping all that rain. ABC's Perry Russum is there in Maryland with the latest. Good morning, Perry.
Gio, good morning to you. This cleanup could take weeks, possibly months. We are just outside of D.C. where a tree sliced through this home. 6 people live here, 4 adults, 2 children, and they all made it out okay.
This morning, Debbie's deadly storm is racing north, leaving neighborhoods underwater. Pennsylvania declaring a disaster emergency for 21 counties yesterday after severe flooding. Dozens of people in this neighborhood outside Philadelphia displaced, water pouring into homes and apartment buildings.
They brought a boat, life jacket, and they moved us there.
This funnel cloud spotted in the sky over Erie. In northern Pennsylvania, this dog rescued in waist-deep water, carried to higher ground. A tree falling on a house in the Harrisburg area, trapping a man inside.
Everything collapsed on me, and I was buried in wood and insulation.
New York and New Jersey also issuing a state of emergency. New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying swift water rescue teams have already been deployed. Raging water washing away parts of roads, swelling this waterfall. In the small town of Woodhull in New York's southern tier, stores downtown wiped out.
This is terrible for the community.
The power of what was Hurricane Debby felt along nearly the entire East Coast. Tornadoes in multiple states.
Sound like my house is getting torn apart.
At least eight people are dead. Police say a 78-year-old woman in North Carolina was killed after a tree fell on her home. Four states seeing more than a foot of rain. Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, nearly 19 inches of rain in Florida. With the rain stopping days ago in Sarasota, this neighborhood is still underwater.
I'm overwhelmed. Like, I didn't do this mess. You know, I opened the cabinet and there was so much water, it all just came out at me.
Wow.
And that woman you heard from.
So there's that. And then there's this in China. So we have lots of devastation going on in China as well. People can take a look at this on screen. And, you know, it's a lot of devastation. A lot of stuff going on in the world right now. Especially with the weather, with the climate. Next week, this coming week, Australia in Queensland's going to get hammered with flooding. So literally the whole planet is flooding. South Africa has been inundated. And remember, Africa is splitting in half. It's splitting into two pieces, and there's an ocean forming beneath it. You can Google this. It's mainstream news. They've been hiding it from the general public. And that's why it's important to support shows like mine, especially ones that bring you the truth and so much information. I do this 16 and 18 hours a day, every day. So please, if you can, offer support. These are scenes out of China. We're looking at a global economic collapse coming. I'm having military contractors telling me that they are being scouted. You know, rich people are scouting to hire them to protect them because we're going into a 2012 type scenario, and these people want to be protected. Some of them have ARC ships already built. When I interviewed the owner of Hardin Structures, an underground base company, he told me of a $2 million ARC they bought or built for a client, because essentially we are living in Waterworld. The Hollywood film Waterworld is becoming a reality. And it's just the fact of the matter. But that's why you got to support investigative reporting and journalism like this that you see in the show, and you get all this trend forecast. I've been telling you for a long time all this was coming. No one believed it. Some of you did. Some of you that know my track record knew it was coming. But now look, it's here, and a lot of people still don't believe it. Please support the broadcast. The link's down below in the description. Hit that link tree. You can make a donation via PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. It's super simple. However you want to do it, there's a GoFundMe, whatever you want to do, it's down there. The links are in the description. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and hit that bell. You got to put those notifications on and subscribe on Rumble so you get them notifications from Rumble, because a lot of times YouTube doesn't even give the notifications. We got an open line show going on right now. If anyone wants to call in, the number's on the screen. We're just looking at this random decimation out of China on the screen. Their bridges, their infrastructures falling apart. Skyscrapers are being eaten away at the base. Beijing, parts of Beijing are flooded. Other cities completely underwater. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing an apocalyptic scenario. It's the apocalypse. We're in the tribulation. We are coming up on it. 2026 will be mid-trip when God should appear. Or should I say the Anunnaki? Are they going to come with them? Oumuamua, they sent the scout ship. If you want to get in on this conversation, 262-891-0070. If you know, if you want to talk about any of this, what's up to everyone that's in the YouTube chat? That's the live show. That's where you catch it live or on Rumble. But you got to go to the YouTube, get in that YouTube chat on the Shepherd Ambellus channel. What's up, Pam? What's up, Carol? Occult Odyssey. Kevin, how's it going? Christian, ha ha ha. Good to see you. Yeah. Lots of good stuff here. You know, that we talk about on the show. I always give good intel and give a lot of forecasting, a lot of pre-knowledge. You know, my listeners know a lot. If you're a new listener, if you want to call in, the numbers on the screen. If not, guys, I'm going to get out of here pretty soon because, you know, obviously no one cares. So I guess America's falling apart and no one cares. All right. There is some shills on YouTube. I've been checking them out. They're pushing the official narrative when it comes to the Secret Services and FBI's narrative on the Trump assassination plot. And that COINTEL is in force and it's going on. And they are literally going right along with the narrative, just, oh yeah, this and that. And it's just like they say, and they're not questioning anything, every step of the way where you would ask a question. They're just like, case closed. We're not asking that question. And I find it extremely suspicious. We're going to go to you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Shane.
Hey Shane, how you been, man?
I've called in before. I've been good. Good. Hey, you know, you were, right before I called, you said, you know, I guess nobody cares. I'm like, one of the things I would say on this though, Shepherd, is that yes, there's, you know, a lot of weather anomalies that are occurring right now, you know, on the heavier side. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we've never addressed the, you know, our infrastructure, our basic United States right. infrastructure, so that when things like this does happen,
right.
I would even say like this, quote unquote Hurricane Debbie, whatever, it was a tropical storm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And under normal circumstances, yeah, you can get a lot of rain with some flooding, but the it can't, you know, our infrastructure is getting to where it can't even handle, you know, a basic in a deluge.
Well, you know why they never fix that infrastructure, right? Because they know what's coming.
Sure, exactly, and it allows the it allows it to perpetuate this doomsday type of stuff, you know. So
yeah,
I watched one of your videos this week. It wasn't live. It was just, you know, on the loop and stuff. And you had mm-hmm. the lady on there, and she was, I think she was from Alaska, and there was flooding in Alaska, right?
Oh yeah, and, Jocelyn. Yeah, there was a glacier that broke up there.
Yeah. And but one of the things she was saying was, you know, that kind of happens every year per se, maybe, and but they just don't know how to, you know, for something they know that occurs, you know, that they don't know how to handle it,
how to,
you know,
mitigate it or whatever. Yeah, like it seems like they wouldn't.
It just gets worse.
Yeah, it seems like
if it starts keeps happening, you know, it's not going to fix itself. You know, the declination is to be a worse situation than the last situation. And so therefore it looks like a piling up of bad, you know, of weather phenomena, but there are, you know, that's the other thing. I don't want to discount that. There are definitely weather phenomenons every year, you know, definitely with the temperature. And
did you see that Arctic temperatures so were hotter than Florida in the Arctic?
It yeah, was, ain't that crazy?
Yeah, and you know, Antarctica is 20 to 30 degrees warmer. It's going to be a normal environment down there shortly.
Than the equator.
Yeah, I mean, this is getting like just really weird. So, you know, a lot of people try to rationalize it and they say, oh, this happens and that happens. But the truth is a lot of this is just record breaking almost every day now. And it's just off the scale. So it's like it is getting more intense.
I'm like I said, this is how I made my living was working in the infrastructure business. And you typically always have a job, you know, and there's still plenty of work out there, but they're so focused on the getting it done cheap, you know, type of thing. If they hire anybody, it's going to be the cheapest hire as opposed to the best hire.
Yeah.
And they never address the issues anymore. And that's one of the frustrating things with the work that I'm in is, you know, it's at the end of the day, you know, talk about, you know, a job well done, you know, the money's always going to be there. But, you know, when you know you see this stuff happening in Pennsylvania, and I just shake my head. That guy said, you know, it floods over here, but it doesn't flood over here this far. And I'm like, well, shit, if they ain't going to deal with it, you know, bank on it, bud.
They were getting people out of there on Black Hawk helicopters and everything else. I mean, it's getting like wild.
Yeah. I ain't trying to discount the weather phenomenon itself, but at the same time, this is how utility infrastructure is going to work anymore. Black Hawk helicopters and freaking,
yeah,
and the National Guard on a, you know, because you get 7 inches of rain or 6 inches of rain, you know,
right,
a lot of rain for sure. But you know, they should have been
upgrading, right?
Yeah, I saw a thing this morning too, Shepherd. I'm still salty about Trump and the assassination stuff and all that,
right?
And, I saw a little meme this morning on another guy's channel, and it had a Trump, and he had his hair was all long. It was a little caricature, whatever. And his hair was long, like, you know, still the same color of Trump's hair. It was longer, had the comb over. They're trying to make him look like a Jesus, you know, and he's looking up into the sky. You know how you see those spiritual images of a figure, you know, looking up towards God or,
yeah,
something. And the meme underneath it said, "I almost died for your sins."
There's some crazy memes and shit out there right now.
Perfect meme for Trump, man. I was like, this is no shit. But
yeah, I guess they were saying Kamala Harris took a picture of, or her people or someone did, took a picture of the Trump rally and acted like it was hers, the audience.
No way.
Yeah. Crazy.
I don't know if I'd want them in my picture. You know, I'd rather have nobody in the crowd than some of them Trump cards, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's worse.
Yep. Yep. It's crazy. So, anything else?
Why ain't you been on a Goodman lately?
I was on Twitter and I commented on one of his things, like my opinion, and he literally like blocked me over and got all crazy. And so I'm just like, that's weird. And they've been Colin have been pushing like a lot of misinformation lately, like on the shooting and shit. So I don't know what to think.
I actually turned it off a little bit because of that. Cause I was, you know, they're getting, every time they unfold one thing, then another thing comes to light, you know,
yeah.
And I'm like, you guys are being jacked around and God bless Colin for getting a little bit of a little bit of steam behind us, you know, he's getting,
yeah,
a lot of popularity per se. And that was good for him. I like that. You know, I like John Colin. I like Jason. But like you said, their information kind of started to contradict only due to the fact that more information would come out, you know?
Right.
And I'm thinking all that new information was nothing more than bullshit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much of it. It's crazy. What I think it goes down to is the scientific aspect of how it was, the shots were 253 feet away. I did an analysis on Squawk. If people go on Squawk, SQAUK.com, and just type 253 in the search box and click scientific evidence, you can pull up the article right here, and it goes through it how people have been calculating this all wrong. It has the actual real formula and why and how and all this stuff. And it basically, the shooter has to be 253.5 feet away, And the only logical place for that would be on the backside of this barn. And that's where all them state police or supposed state police were, and military people. So it's an interesting article. Check it out, everyone. Squawk.com. Anything else, brother?
Hey, you know what? I was actually looking for your website and MSNBC has a Squawk thing too. Do you know that?
Yeah, mine's like a branding. It's spelled SQAUK. It's like a real niche brand. You have to type that.com.
Right. I was wondering who came. I was like, man, I wonder if you knew that they come in at behind you or whatever.
It's a totally different brand. I'm the only Squawk in the world that's SQAUK. And
I thought it was a cool name.
You're squawking out something, information or something. Pretty cool. Yep. Yeah, or a bird squawks.
Part of that is just, you know, a lot of that flooding is easy to have the flooding when you don't take care of your freaking sewer lines and all that. You know, your storm sewer lines are as old as
right.
You know, the founding of the United States.
Yeah.
And I'm not shit, man.
We got another caller with us too. Who's here?
What's up, Josh? Chip?
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
North Carolina. How's it going?
Good. How y'all flooded out over there?
The county I live in, we're pretty much at almost the highest elevation
mm-hmm.
in the county. We're like almost 1,000 feet above sea level.
Oh, nice.
Even though we're surrounded by a lot of low lying areas, but it's not too bad where I'm at.
Okay, good. That's good to hear. A lot of those videos look pretty bad.
I thought you were about to close the show, and I just wanted to call in. I hadn't had a chance to call in a while.
What was on your mind, man?
Honestly, the past couple of days has been how slow the building season is this year. Like, nobody's spending any money. I do mm-hmm. home additions, renovations, remodeling, decks, patios, whatever, and it's just dead. I mean, I've got work, but it's just enough for me.
Yeah, you know, I wonder a lot of people just don't have
phones ringing off the hook.
A lot of people don't have money, I don't think, you know, right now for some reason. And just like that inflation and how they made all the products smaller and like, I don't know, like things are going up so drastically, like people just don't have extra money.
I'm already starting to see glimpses in building materials being just way out of whack high here and there, kind of like when COVID started. Everything, like 2x4s in my area, went from like $1.70 for an 8-foot stud to almost $8 a stud.
Yeah.
During COVID. And everything eventually, from plywood to hardy siding to brick,
went up a lot, right?
Jumped way up there. But it happened like sporadically at first. And I'm mm-hmm. already starting to see like hints of that again. Here we are in another election cycle, so I guess we're gonna play the virus game or something. I'm just waiting to see what they do next. It's like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, what's their plan? They're not really gonna run Harris against Trump, right?
So isn't that crazy? That's so crazy. Yeah,
I agree with what you said there.
Yeah,
on the what you were saying about the lumber and stuff during COVID. I was working in Minnesota, and one of the things they do up in Minnesota is harvest trees. You know, that's a big industry up there. And we had to have our right-of-way cleared out, and so the first thing they had to do was go in there and harvest all these trees. Well, you know, they have the sawmills and everything up there, and, you know, it was a bountiful year for as far as harvesting those trees, but they didn't. You know, you went by all the sawmills, and there was bundles and bundles of 2x4s and stuff, and they just weren't being shipped out, mm-hmm. you know, and then you watch the news, And there's like, oh, there's a shortage of lumber. I'm like, get it on the damn train, you know. Get, you know, you guys are making the, you're making the shortage. It's not that there's a shortage. You're creating it by refusing to put that lumber into the, you know, into the,
oh, to the market. Into, that's right.
Yeah, that's stacks and stacks of it, you know. Actually, there was guys that would go out. Go ahead.
It's the same way you can manipulate oil prices by controlling how much is available for purchase on the open market.
10-4, 100%.
You're exactly right. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. When COVID kicked on, I was in the oil field and they just shut the oil pumps down. I was like, what the hell? The oil pumps got COVID too?
Wow. And yeah.
Sure enough, that's what, you know, like you said, they create the issue and it don't take long for the population to start to panic, you know, take the teat away, Chef, just for a second and they'll cry.
Right. Unless Chef is right about the whole thing. And I think the same thing, that I can't ever remember that guy's name that you do so much work with.
Marshall Masters.
The other guy that talks real slow and like very like concise and metered in his, I can't remember. But you guys did a bunch of looking into the field hospitals and what was going on with the meteor showers that NASA was tracking. Right as COVID kicked out, and we were all like, why did we call in, was it 30 or 40 some thousand trauma surgeons?
Yeah.
And had all those military trauma tent surgery areas like set up all over the place. And we had Mercy and Hope, I think, the two big hospital ships, one off the East Coast, one off the West Coast. Like, I think you were on the money I think that was a dry run for an event they know.
Oh, yeah.
It is coming.
Mm-hmm. What's up, caller? You're on the air, too. We got another caller with us. Who's this?
All right, man. Have a good night, Jeff.
All right. Who's this?
Hey, Jeff. This is Pam.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, not too bad.
What's on your mind? I mean, this is thanks for all the support, by the way. I really appreciate that.
Well, you do great work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You really do. And I like to encourage it. I mean,
well, I appreciate that.
So much stuff out there that there's no research behind it.
Right.
You really dig into it and pull out stuff that nobody else ever finds. And I like that. That's artistic and you're good. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the flooding and what people think about as the glaciers melt, there's more flooding.
Right. They admitted that the Arctic is getting a lot warmer right now. Do you think that has something to do with it?
Well, you know, and all this stuff is, as I've gone to school, I think it's Archimedes' principle about density. If you really think about it, if you take a glass of water and you put ice cubes in it and you fill it right up to the brim, and as those ice cubes melt, the water doesn't overflow the glass, does it?
No, the only way that would get you in trouble, I guess, is if the water, if the snow was on land or something, or the, you know what I'm saying? The ice was on land.
Well, I think that if you, like in the case of the Mendenhall Glacier in Alaska and Juneau, is that sure, the glacier is melting, but you do add on to that snow.
Every year.
I don't think that just a glacier melting by using the glass and water example. It's a displacement thing.
So. Yeah, I think you're right. So, you know, the systems just seem to be getting more violent or something like that. And you know, that's fitting to like what I was talking about, like a Planet X scenario and all that. And it's like, you know, and I predicted this and you really, even since I put my last film out, you know, you can, if you really take a look at what's been going on, we can see all this was ramping up the whole time. You know, now we're getting into like the Deagle Report territory, 2025. And it makes me curious, you know, if that's going to be the year or whatever, that's going to get real rugged.
Well, I did watch your stream on China, Japan, anywhere. I've been a prepper for a while, but it's really important, the food sources. Where are they going?
Oh, right.
You know, like the rice is wiped out. People just have to be really vigilant.
Right. Yeah, I don't think we even, it's almost like we don't know the ramifications of this yet or something, like it hasn't caught up.
I mean, you spoke to it so well about the microchips, about, well, what about all the medication that we get from China in their factories that may not be able to produce it? So there's just, you're right, the ramifications are so amazing that to think about them, it's just kind of eerie, so I'd just rather not. Maybe I'd just rather watch a movie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. It's pretty, all this is just a little bit, almost too much. I'm curious to see. I mean, hopefully, you know, things calm down. But then I was looking at some other data about the winter already, like some Arctic air coming down, and then I was already thinking, like, wow, you know, we might have a really cold winter this winter.
Well, there is a belt in the United States, like the Midwest, for some reason seems to get hit really hard by they say Arctic weather. I don't know, I always thought it was from Lake Titicaca, like what do they call it, the can't remember. There's just two winters that we have, that Nina and the Nina.
Uh-huh.
And I always understood that it came up from Lake Titicaca, but that's in the old days, that was the theory. So who really knows?
Right, right. Yeah. I'll be curious to see, you know, like if the summer seemed a little more intense, like this year, like there was a lot of heat records achieved, even ones that were never before records. You know, I'll be curious to see, like, will the winter be like that too? And if that's the case, then you could almost expect the next year to be worse. And that goes back to almost like during COVID, there was a whistleblower that called in that worked with the Department of the Interior. And the lady said that she was getting these memos where they said, like, have your division prepare for severe abrupt climate change, like as if things were going to start happening super quick.
Well, part of my job, I did a lot of structural engineering, but part of my job just in Anchorage was to inspect for drainage, and that's a whole big thing, because the more roofs you have, the more pavement you have, there's no place for this water to go. It can't go into the earth anymore. Is that part of it? Is that we don't have enough soil and trees and stuff for... They even came up with a permeable asphalt. That doesn't sound too good to me because it sounds forced, but, you know, like there's no place for this water to go anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Also, when the, like in California, when they have severe heat in the summer, it parches the soil, and then it makes it so the water doesn't sink in and drain at all.
Well, California is built on a sand dune, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically... And if you don't have vegetation, you know, to hold on to that soil, then
it can just go anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll just fail. That's why if you take vegetation away from a slope, that thing's just going to slough off.
Landslides.
A lot of it's just been bad management
of
development. And who knows? Probably better just to build on the flat desert, but then there's a lot of sand, and if you put asphalt on top of that and houses and roofs, and there's no place for that water to go, so it's all just kind of a cycle.
Yeah You know, they said that California, they did these arc storm scenario reports for the state, and they said it had like real bad drainage, and they're worried about it.
Well, I watched the places go up in California on the hillside. Well, it's all sand. It really doesn't matter what you do. They do put a lot of drainage in, but if you get a good rainfall, that sand just slops away.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's happening now. It's a nice place to live, and they built in places that weren't conducive.
Where they shouldn't have, basically, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Planning, and it's nature, and then it's just, well, stupidity of mankind, kind of.
Mm-hmm. What do you have any? Do you have any predictions coming up for Trump or anything like that?
Oh man, I'm just so enthralled in it every day. Seriously, is that I don't know, because what they tell you, it's like, oh, Kamala's ahead. No, Kamala's just like, she has Meg Thee Stallion, who I think has lost a lot of weight and looks kind of good, but you know, then it's just a concert. So I really am not serious. Seriously, Trump is a serious candidate. Kamala, I see not as one.
Right.
I just see as some Barbie doll that's been thrown in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow, have you ever watched him? He looks like Don Rickles.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I almost think it's like a guy behind a mask or something. It's so bizarre. She looks different than she used to me. I don't know. It's so weird. It's like the Biden
thing. But Walz is—he's not a real person. He's the Don Rickles. He just smiles without teeth, and he's just up there clapping about nothing. And doing this idiot.
It's crazy. That's crazy. It's so bizarre.
It really is, and who knows? Because the polls will push her as far as they want her to get everybody. Yeah. Did me for a while. Oh, she's so popular now and stuff. It's like, no, I don't think so. I hopefully Trump will win and do a good job, because he did the last time, and we shouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah, no, I think he will win. I hope so, because at least it's the lesser of two evils. I think it'd be a way better choice. Of course, the deep state probably has their hand in everything, but you know.
Oh yeah. And the whole thing weird, that's just the new word. That's happening. And I knew, like, I didn't know anything about J.D. Lentz, but I did watch the movie. I didn't read his book. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty interesting.
Oh, really?
Hillbilly Eulogy. It was,
huh,
about his life. And,
I'll check that out. Yeah.
Yeah, you should. It's just about how he grew up poor, and his mother was addicted, and his grandmother raised him, and he was in the military, and then his grandma helps him get to Yale. Yeah, it's just a real life story.
Oh, cool.
So,
cool.
That's how I knew him. Okay, well, Shep, it's good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking with you, Pam.
From Alaska to Mexico, we've got it covered.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so cool. Well,
okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Uh-huh, thank you. Are you still here on the line?
Yeah, I was still listening.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can call today?
Well, yeah, here in a couple minutes. Anything else you want to talk about? She's right about all the political stuff and all that. Yeah, this is just getting weird.
Sure, and like that one caller from North Carolina, you know, him kind of seeing where money is, you know, even individuals aren't really spending the money on the things they probably need to be spending money on.
Right.
You know, as far as their property goes and
yeah,
things of that nature. And they're definitely taking advantage of running people's spirits down and then compiling other things on top of that, where like, you know, like he was saying, people are, you know, that it just creates it, this nationwide of funk.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do shit. Nobody's got the gumption to do shit. Everybody thinks, you know, it's the end of the world. And again, every day that goes by is going to be closer to the end of the world, but at the same time, they're doing their best to help it along, I guess, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, you know, the New World Order is there to take advantage of everything. I, you know, they're gonna seize on every moment.
And it shows just how sick they are. You know, you know, people are really, you know, there's some people out there that are really, you know, having a hard time, and and they just see that as a you know, a way to go in there and beat them down a little harder, you know.
Yeah.
And, where they should be coming to their your rescue, you know, for lack of a better term. They pile on.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I guess I'll jump out of here for today. I'll be back on tomorrow and we'll see what's going on. We'll probably get into some new topic, unless, you know, the flooding gets crazy or something and it just is like off the chain. But we'll just keep on going and investigating whatever's going on daily, I guess, man. I appreciate the call, brother.
Take care. Take care.
You too. All right, some good calls today. Josh, Pam, Shane, everything. I appreciate all the support, guys. Thanks for keeping it all going, and we'll keep the lights on and get the bills paid if we can and all that stuff. So thank you, and I'll be back on tomorrow. So same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you later. See you tomorrow.